Welcome. This is the first evening of the Michigan State University Library's Michigan Science Fiction Writers Series, and we're welcoming David Feintuck from the Lansing area. He's been a photographer, an antique dealer, and an attorney. He's the author of the Seafort Saga, including Midshipman Hope, Challenger's Hope, Prisoner's Hope, Fisherman's Hope, and Voices of Hope. He won the John W. Campbell Award in 1996 for Midshipman's Hope. Welcome, Mr. Feintuck. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
That'd be fine. Thank you.
What prompted you to try writing again after so many years from the first attempt at the paper you didn't, book you didn't submit when you were in law school?
Well, I was getting older, and I just began to realize that this had always been a dream of mine, and if I didn't do it soon, I wouldn't do it at all.
Ah.
And there were some rough times in my life, and writing was a good escape, and everything came together.
And how did you come up with the idea for the Seafort Saga? Had you planned on writing a series?
Oh, absolutely not. Actually, I came up with the initial idea. I was skimming through television, and I came across the movie Lifeboat, and I wasn't really watching it. I just skimmed past it, but I began to think, what would happen if somebody were in charge of a ship, and they were incompetent, and they knew it? But what was worse, the people that he was directing knew it too, and he was aware they knew it. And I just started playing that out in my mind. One thing led to another, and the story developed. I never thought it would be more than one book. It was just going to be the one story.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are fascinating stories. You had written four novels before they were published, weren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little unusual?
I didn't realize you're not supposed to do that. What happened is that I wrote the first one, and while I was submitting it and having it rejected and submitting again, rejecting it, the character stayed in my mind, so I wrote another one. And this, I finished that one, and I knew I was done. There couldn't possibly be any more of the story. So time passed, and I was still submitting and getting nowhere, and so I wrote another one. And after I had four of them, suddenly a company came along, Time Warner and Warner Books, and bought them all. And then they had four books to publish in rapid succession, which helped fuel the series, because readers don't like to wait a long time for the next book, and here they're coming out every 4 or 5 months apart.
We definitely don't like to wait for them. I can agree with that. Do you have any major words of wisdom for people who want to aspire for writing?
Yes, start. And then, what's even more important, finish. Because you can want to write a book for all your life, but until you actually sit down and do it, you won't be a writer. A writer is somebody who writes. And it's really important to not only start your story, but finish it, and don't talk it. I've often found that you can use up the emotional energy of your story talking it to people, which is why I never discuss what I haven't written yet. Or you can use it writing it. And I have found, and other people have found, that if you talk a story, you may not be able to write it.
And how would you go about critiquing it or getting it edited? Are there some tips and tricks to learn on writing better?
Yes, you could be a member of a writing group. You can seek out authors on the web, on chat groups, on web pages. The most important thing is when you've finished something and you show it to your friends, you don't just say, "Did you like it?" You have to ask the right questions, like, are there any parts of it that seem slow to you? Did you like the scene where so-and-so? How did the dialogue seem to work? Did it seem natural to you? Was there anything that stuck out in your mind as being odd or not working? And by asking a whole series of these questions, you will draw out the people's real response. And that's much more useful than simply saying, "Did you like it?" Because if you show it to a friend and you say, "Did you like it?" they're going to say yes. They have no choice. But if you give them the opportunity, they can help you fine-tune what you've written. And that's the first start. Every writer I know of has a group of friends or associates that he'll show a work to before submitting it. And it's very, very useful to get that feedback.
Good. You moved here from New York. Did you find this very different from living in the city?
Well, it is very different, but I didn't move here directly from New York. I've spent my whole life moving to smaller and smaller places. So I went from New York to Boston, to Detroit, to Lansing, and to Mason, which is a town of about 6,000. And each one was smaller than the last, and each one I've been more comfortable in. I suppose the next place would be out in the desert somewhere, but I have no intention of moving.
Well, is there anything you'd like to add for our web audience?
Read and write.
Thank you.
Thank you.